Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. I guess we're going to give him a mulligan there in the house. Technical flag on the play, but the touchdown is going to stand, I believe. Congressman Bill Heisek joining me to talk about the tax vote yesterday. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good to be with you. I got to tell you, you got the best bump music. That's one of my favorite songs.
Well, that's why you're here. I mean, let's be honest.
Bingo. That's right.
We rock it out, son. Anyhow, how you doing?
We're doing well. We had a very good day yesterday, and we'll clean up the mess of the Senate here a little bit a little later today, but this is a good day for America.
So it's just a technical glitch because you would have thought that, you know, that the vote was wrong. It wasn't going to stand. If you had watched CNN, Chicken Noodle News would have had you believe that, good Lord, it was over. You know, they were like cheerleading. It was bizarre. It was really
odd. They had gotten the talking point from Nancy Pelosi that this was going to be, I think, quote, Armageddon.
Yeah.
You know, what's been Armageddon has been lefty loopy leadership here over the last number of years. And this is, I think, absolutely the right thing to do. And here was a couple of goals that I had. First and foremost, I wanted to make sure that low and middle income folks had real tax relief. Doubling the standard deduction does that. Doubling the per child tax credit does that. It really is going to be dollars into their paycheck, and that is key, as they've been sitting around the kitchen table over the last number of years trying to figure out how their checkbooks were going to balance, and we're going to help them do that. The second goal I had was to make sure that our small business pass-throughs, those pizza parlor LLCs and dry cleaner S corporations and small manufacturers and those kinds of folks, that they needed to have the tax relief to be able to go in and invest more into either whether it's equipment or into personnel. It's going to allow them to grow. And then the third thing was, we know that we are uncompetitive when it comes to our corporate tax system. Even President Obama acknowledged that and said that we needed to take our 35% tax rate down to 25%. Well, we ended up at 21. And this frankly, is in the realm of, even if he had been president and had decided to go and make this a priority and negotiate this out, we might have ended up right at 21-22% anyway. But we know that if we don't get competitive, we're going to see more businesses leave. They're going to invert. Meaning they're going to leave their manufacturing here, but they're going to go become an Irish company, which has happened throughout Michigan and
states. Yeah, Ireland has a 12.5% corporate tax rate, and when Ireland did that, you could hardly get any space to work in Ireland because people flocked there. Now, having said all that, you know, the talking points haven't changed. It's a tax break for the rich. It's going to, you know, middle class people are going to get left behind, so on and so forth. You've heard all of these talking points. But apparently some of those sank in, because if you look at the polling numbers and if you trust them, that you'll find that about 2/3 of Americans, just shy, think this tax plan's a bad idea. Now, how long is it going to take for them to realize it's not a bad idea at all?
Well, in February, when those tables have adjusted as to what their withholding is, they're going to see real dollars back into their paychecks. April 15 of this coming year will be the last year that they use this archaic dinosaur 31-year-old, I call it the K-car of the tax policy. You know, it's time to move on. And by next year, they're going to see an increase in the economy. They're going to see an increase in their paychecks. And when they file their taxes the next year, they're going to see, I think, the full benefit. And one quick thing, though, when Reagan was doing his tax cuts, on the front end, 18% of the people thought that they were going to see tax relief. 18. So that meant 82% thought that there was going to be no change or that their taxes were going to be going up.
Right.
And we know that wasn't the case.
Now, in my particular case, I think that the pass-through businesses could have gotten a bit more, because that's good for small pass-through businesses, the break of 20% up to $315,000. But as you well know, in your district alone, there are several pass-through businesses that do millions of dollars a year. So their tax breaks, yes, their highest marginal rate comes down by 2.6%, and they have that $60,000 savings at the beginning. But overall, They still pay significantly more than a C corp, but at least it's a step in the right direction. And I guess I'll take the Reagan adage of take 70% and go home.
Yeah, there's some more work that we could potentially do, but the calculation that I had seen is that the most that a pass through will see is a 29.6. And if you look at where our current rate is of 39.6, that's a 10% reduction for those much larger pass-throughs and LLCs. And there are small companies that people interact with every day. They go into a business.
Sure.
They have no idea whether they're an LLC or a C corporation. And you will see sometimes some very big businesses that are LLCs or S corporations, and you'll see some small businesses that are actually C corporations. And it all really depends on what is the structure that works for the owners. And so there's definitely going to be some shakeout here, and the small business folks are going to have to be dealing with a lot more things than I think as individuals are.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you with what I've paid my accountants and lawyers over the past years, and some of the small businesses that my family's been involved in, we know it's already a very complicated system.
It's so very complicated, I know that as well. Bill Heisinger here, Congressman for Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Glad to have you here, by the way. Only a little bit of time left. Paul Ryan says he's going to stick around despite the rumors and that he's going to tackle welfare and entitlement reform. About 15 seconds. Is that the right place to go next?
Yes. Yeah, I think it is. That and we have to revisit health care. And we know also from the Senate that we are going to be dealing with immigration. And I think that's a broken system as well. And we're going to have to look at a holistic fix to that, which includes border integrity and a number of other things. But we're going to have to go back and revisit health care. We're going to have to go in and go after entitlement reform and our spending, because the tax cuts are only one side of this coin. Steve, we've got to go in and make sure that we're taking care of that $20 trillion in debt.
Yeah. And the really good
activity,
news,
but also our spending reform.
The good news is, Congressman, you get to go home for Christmas. Speaking of that, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Talk to you soon.
All right, Bill Heisinger, everybody. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.